Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Well, as we've been reporting, the Cabinet is meeting right now to finalise a plan to move the country to level 5 restrictions for, it appears, 6 weeks until the end of November. We'll, in a moment, we'll be speaking to Damien English, Minister of State with responsibility for employment affairs and retail businesses. But first, we're going to get medical reaction from Patricia Fitzpatrick, who is Professor of Epidemiology and Head of Subject in Public Health at UCD. And thank you very much for joining us this evening, Patricia. So we know that NPHET wanted level 5. It now appears that the government is going to agree on level 5, or at least that is what Cabinet is discussing at the moment. Is that what we need to hear, do you think? Is that what you would like to hear from Cabinet this evening?
Yes, I would agree that, NPHET asked for this 2 weeks ago, and we've seen the numbers have not gone down at all, really. I mean, they've plateaued a little bit in some places, but we see rising numbers across the country. And I think they, you know, really feel that we do need a short, well, hopefully short, people probably don't think 6 weeks is short, but a sharp shock to get us back on track. And to, you know, when we think about it, we would like to be able to have a nice Christmas. We would like children to be able to go and visit their grandparents. You know, we don't want to be in kind of level 4, grumbling along 3, 4 when it comes to Christmas. So I think it will be, it hopefully will be the right thing. However, I do think that everyone in the country has got to come together on this, and that's something that's a little harder when we're going back a second time to this. It was easier, I think, the first time around, easier to make the decision and easier for the population, the public, to buy into it because everybody was doing it. So really, I suppose there's a call for people to buy into this and you know, the whole population come together to make sure that we do get out of this at the end. And it is just 6 weeks, and we're able to release some of the restrictions after that, you know, and have a nice Christmas.
Do you think that is likely that after 6 weeks we'll be in a position to ease up this time?
If I think we see a proper adherence to the restrictions that are being put in place, if we really see people knuckling down and staying at home and doing what they're meant to do, not meeting up outside, not, you know, all the things we did back in March, and, you know, no one was happy to do it. But we did it, and we did it as a country, and I think that's what we need to do again now.
Okay, because we're already hearing from various political correspondents that there will be some changes to what we thought of as level 5. It looks more like level 5 minus, to be honest.
Right.
Because it appears there will be groups of 15 school-aged children will be able to take part in non-contact sports training, that all schools and childcare facilities will remain open, construction is to continue, and elite sport will continue with no attendees. So it looks like the GAA, for example, will be able to continue, and horse racing will be able to continue. Would you have concerns about any of those aspects continuing?
I would have some concerns about some of the sports continuing because I think we saw, you know, it's the fans celebrating in the streets afterwards and maybe celebrating in homes that, but, you know, when teams win, of course, everyone wants to celebrate. But we saw some, I suppose, some pictures earlier of, you know, scenes that we'd love to be able to see, but we shouldn't be seeing at the moment. That's one of the problems with sports going on. And are they having, you know, in the UK, in some of the Premier League, they're having testing and testing and testing. I don't know if we have that for everybody in the elite sports in the GAA now. And at what levels can we have that for everybody? And is that the way we should be using our testing and tracing, you know? Is that the way we should be using all the testing kind of that we have available? I'm not certain about that. We know that there's less transmission and less infectivity among children. And children, I suppose, have been, I suppose it's very difficult for children throughout this whole, all of COVID, it's been very difficult for children, been very difficult for parents, difficult for parents when childcare wasn't open, but and when schools weren't open, children, parents who needed to work as well. And I suppose they're looking at, I suppose, the epidemiology of the disease is that it doesn't affect children as much at
all. So that may be all right.
It's not a never, but just the rates are so much lower.
Okay.
That I suppose that's what they're looking at there.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us this evening. That's Patricia Fitzpatrick, Professor of Epidemiology at UCD. Well, we're joined now by Damien English, Minister of State with Responsibility for Employment Affairs and Retail Businesses. And thank you for joining us this evening, Minister. The government was told 2 weeks ago to go to level five. And since then, as Patricia was saying there, the situation has deteriorated significantly. We've gone from a 14-day incidence then, on the 4th of October, of 108 per 100,000 to 251 per 100,000 yesterday. So it's doubled in the 2 weeks. At the time, the thought that excoriated that recommendation from NPHET as not thought through. And here we are 2 weeks later, preparing to implement it. Did the government get it wrong?
Well, again, Sarah, first of all, the cabinet is still meeting, and we're not sure yet what they've probably decided. Whether it's, you know, we do know there'll be additional restrictions. That we do know, and that is to try to change all our behaviour so we can tackle the virus in a different way. Whether that's level four, level five, in between, or on that, we don't know yet till cabinet are finished. But we'll get the updated later on tonight when that's confirmed. In relation to what's happened for the last 2 weeks, the cabinet made a decision. They took on board the advice by NPHET, and nobody accused anybody of anything. But there was a discussion around where the country was levelled, whether the country was ready to escape from level two to level five, whether it was needed. And at the time, it was a circuit breaker with another option, which hadn't been discussed before, of level three, four or five. And a decision was taken by Cabinet, while they'd taken on board all the advice, including the advice from the HSE, that the hospitals were not under pressure, to try to go to level three, first of all, to see could it make an impact, would it stop the spread of the virus. Now, on the data we've had for the last 2 weeks, and bear in mind, level three is only in place now 2 weeks, that doesn't seem to be having the desired result. The virus, as you said yourself, is still extremely high. Some areas you can find to some
Well, much
change.
Higher, actually, not ex- still extremely high. It's actually much higher. It's double the 14-day instance than it was when you were told to go to level five 2 weeks ago.
And
at the time, the reasons that the thought said he didn't want to go for it, he gave three reasons. Two of them were wider societal issues because people would lose their jobs, and also that it didn't follow the step-by-step plan of going from three to four to five. And I think it's hard to argue that anybody's following the step-by-step plan at the moment, isn't it? Because we have three plus and four minus and four plus and whatever you have yourself, really, when it comes to the step-by-step plan.
To be honest, I think most people can understand whether it's level three, four, or whatever it is, when they're told what they are at the restrictions of that time. Because at any stage, it does say in the plan that it will be confirmed at announcement stage exactly what the restrictions are. Mm. Most people I meet, they do understand what they are, and they can follow them.
If they're on
public behaviour after that. But just to go back to the reasons, one was we didn't feel at that time it was the right appropriate time to go to level three. Yes, the impact on business, on jobs, on society, on the economy, on sports, on everything, whether it was 2 weeks ago, whether it's this week or next week, it has a massive, massive negative impact for everybody. And we're trying to balance that along with being prepared. And part of that was also having the budget out of the way and have additional support announced for businesses, for jobs, and support people and the health service. So a lot has changed. But the third thing was that to honest that the Taoiseach and everybody wanted to know, well, what happens if you do increase the restrictions to a level four or five? What happens afterwards? How do you judge removing those restrictions again? And part of what Cabinet have been discussing Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and again today and tonight is exactly all that conversation. And I believe Cabinet will make the right judgment call, and I trust that they will make the right call on what level of restrictions were needed to curb and to change the behaviour around this virus. And
take a listen to this, if you wouldn't mind, Minister. This is again from the thought that 2 weeks ago on the Clare Byrne Live programme.
What they were proposing was something called a circuit break. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that concept. It's been talked about
We've heard
in the
about
UK.
This, where you just try and stop the surge, if you like.
Okay, so it's something that's never been tried anywhere in Europe, including in countries that have a much higher incidence of the virus than us. But what it involves is a short, sharp, strict lockdown for 3 or 4 weeks in the hope that it will reduce the transmission of the virus suddenly to allow us to reopen again. And the problem that we had with the proposal that was put to us today was that we didn't feel it had been thought through properly. For example, we asked for some comfort that 4 weeks might be enough, given that it hasn't been enough in Melbourne, doesn't appear to be enough in Israel. They weren't able to give us that comfort.
Okay.
We also asked them what would happen after the 4 weeks if it didn't work. Would we abandon that strategy or would we proceed regardless? They said they hadn't contemplated that. We asked is it credible to keep the schools open for those 4 weeks during a strict lockdown? They thought it was. We weren't so sure. We asked them, what do we say to the 400,000 people who lose their jobs tomorrow and all those businesses? We need to plan for this type of thing. We need to know what to do at the pub. We need to tell the Department of Social Welfare staff to get ready. We need to know what to say to businesses. They thought that was a political matter for us.
All right, Minister, so you've covered one or two of those points. What do you say to people and businesses who may be closing, and there has been the budget in the meantime? Can I ask you about the question about whether it's credible to keep schools open? The Taoiseach was saying 2 weeks ago that he wasn't so sure about that.
Well, again, that's what Cabinet are discussing today, and I don't know the outcome of that decision, no more than anybody else. I see plenty of commentary in the media, but none of us know until Cabinet has fully decided. Cabinet has spent the last 3 or 4 days as ministers collectively and individually analysing all this data, analysing all the research. All the research would show that schools are not an area of concern and effort. There's been a lot of testing going on in schools. Over 8,500 teachers and pupils have been tested, and less than a 2% incident rate. And again, that was targeted testing where there was cases notified.
And did the Taoiseach then not have that 2 weeks ago?
Well, that's the data that I have from the other day, Claire, so that this is new data, but I'm sure he had other data as well. But that's exactly what we're saying. A lot has happened in the last 2 weeks. First of all, I totally agree with you. The spread of the virus is not what anybody wants. It is extremely high. But we also have had the budget. We've had a lot more research around the testing and where it's at. But there's been a lot of testing, over 100,000 tests each week for the last 2 weeks. So, we have a lot more data. It does show the positivity rate to be extremely high. The last week, I think it was over 5.5%. So it is much higher than what it wanted to be. Mm-hmm. So for those reasons, Cabinet are considering extra restrictions. And I do believe...
What
that,
about the issue that the Minister or the Taoiseach was raising there about 4 weeks, didn't have any comfort that things would be finished by then?
Earlier on. So one of our concerns... And again, I don't know what the decision or what the outcome of Cabinet will be today. So I don't know where the level of restrictions will land. But at the last conversation we had 2 weeks ago, on the previous Thursday night, the discussion, it was felt that level 2 was suitable for the country. Within a couple of days, the suggestion was to go to level 5. We felt, and the Cabinet felt, that was an extreme jump without any guarantees of what we would be able to do after 3 or 4 weeks. So again, that's, of course, because I know from talking to my colleagues in Cabinet, that's what they're focusing on the last couple of days, having that discussion. How do you judge that in if you do increase the restrictions, like what's happened already in Donegal and Cabinet Monaghan on Friday, level 4, at what stage do you judge that it's okay to remove them again? And it was felt the last discussion we had, which was only 2 weeks ago, that all those answers weren't there, because they weren't there. And I presume in the negotiations...
And can we expect those answers will be there this evening when we hear the recommendations are?
That's the point, Sarah. That's what they've been focusing on, for the last 2 weeks, but also for the last 4 days. All our ministers have been in conversations around this, trying to work this out, trying to judge this and make the call. And so, again, on behalf of this country, to get the balance right between the restrictions to stop the spread of the virus, to change all our behaviours of society so we can manage it better, and match that with the additional supports on the budget as well. And they will decide today if it's appropriate to move to level 4 or higher, or to bring in restrictions. That decision was made last week in relation to Donegal, Cavan and Monaghan. 2 weeks ago it was decided to move from level 2 to level 3. That doesn't seem to have been enough to curb this, but again, that's only 2 weeks ago. So the data and the virus changes every week, and we have to change with that. And that's what the Cabinet will decide today and now as they meet.
All right. And what would you say, Minister, to people who say that they feel that there is a lack of a sense of urgency among the government in relation to this, that they were told 2 weeks ago to move to level 5, and one of the reasons they didn't want to do that, it was, as you say, because of the budget recommendations. But the other reasons really could have been covered in a couple of days 2 weeks ago if they wanted to, but they weren't.
I think, Sarah, you're being unfair on that. There is absolutely no lack of urgency when it comes to dealing with COVID-19 on behalf of this country. And we've seen that right through. When decisions are urgent, they're made. A big issue the last time was there was very little time between the recommendation on the Sunday night and a decision on the Monday morning.
Yeah, you were told last Thursday, though, by NPHET, move to level 5.
Again, sorry,
and
Sarah,
we're being told we may not have those restrictions in place until possibly this Thursday.
Can I finish the point, Sarah? Again, the Cabinet will decide if restrictions are needed tonight or on Thursday. That once that decision is made, restrictions can be implemented quite fast. The decision the last time was that a recommendation was made late on a Sunday night for a decision on a Monday morning. That decision didn't win support around Cabinet because people didn't believe it was the right decision for this country. This time round, there's been recommendations made last Thursday night, Friday morning. Cabinet ministers and all the different relevant committees and people have had 4 days to go through these recommendations, to analyse them, to ask all the questions you're just asking me now, and to work all that out, and then to make a very, very informed decision today. Mm-hmm. And again, Cabinet will probably sit for 3 or 4 hours today to go through all of that and to make a, because this is a very, very serious decision on behalf of this country with long-term impacts,
yes,
as well as major short-term impacts. And it's important that it's got right. I want to be clear, Sarah. They did not feel, as a Cabinet, as a government, we didn't believe that we needed to go beyond level 3 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and I suppose my
that's
really
the decision that
basic,
was made, and we stand over that.
You stand over that. Even though the 14-day incidence of the disease has doubled in that time, you stand over that.
When I say that we stand over it, as in no one's ducking, that decision was made. That call was made 2 weeks ago. I'm not trying to deny we did that. It was made. And so we have to stand over our decision. And, you know, after that, the virus still hasn't been brought under control. It's still spreading far too highly, and the numbers are rising.
I suppose, Minister, though, you don't really have to stand over the decision, though, do you? You can hold up your hands and say, actually, you know what? We were wrong and the doctors were right.
Yeah, what I'm saying, Sarah, is when I say we stand over it, as in I'm accepting that the government made that decision. That's what I'm saying. The outcome,
but do you think it was the right decision is the question.
The outcomes of any of these decisions will be judged in many, many, many years. What you have to do with the Cabinet is try to get the balance right on behalf of this country, that we can bring in restrictions that the public accept and will work with us on, and that we can get the base here, which is to reduce your contacts, again, to your personal hygiene, wash hands and so on. But the reduction of contacts is the key to stop the virus here. So if the Cabinet decide to make any additional restrictions tonight, it will be around that, trying to limit the number of contacts we all have, because that is the best way to try to stop the virus.
Sure, and I think we do all know that. I suppose the question,
Sarah,
the problem, Minister, is... No, we do all know it. Whether we're all doing it or not is the question, but we do all know, I think,
that
is the way to reduce the virus.
When you bring in restrictions is to curb the behaviour out of all of us, because the results are not good enough over the last couple of weeks. So if you bring in restrictions, it's not because we don't know this, it's because it's not happening and we have to go a little bit further. And it was all felt, and I certainly, as someone who speaks on behalf of retail and worked in that sector and business 2 weeks ago, I think we all felt that an attempt to try and implement level 3 and get really, really good buy-in to that might be enough to stop.
Well, retail and business might have felt that, Minister, but a lot of doctors and epidemiologists were saying it was the wrong decision at the time.
To be fair, Sarah, you meet people who have a different opinion on this every day of the week.
So and do you listen to
can I make the point, Sarah? Even today, there'll be people at Cabinet with different opinions. There'll be different doctors with different opinions.
Right.
But Cabinet, at the end of the day, they're the ones to put all the opinions together and make a decision. Two weeks ago, we did that, and the decision was made to go to level 3, which again has
we have discussed that, and to be fair,
I don't know what more you want me to say, Sarah.
No, I don't want you to say any more because I'm out of time, but I do really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us this evening. That's Damien English, Minister of State with responsibility for Employment Affairs and Retail Businesses.